Thank you. Is this working all right at this point? Thank you. Thank you, Youssef, for that kind introduction and for your prior service on the East-West Center's Board of Governors, an organization in Hawaii that contributes greatly to the regional security dialogue. Dignitaries, ministers, chiefs of defense, distinguished attendees, good morning, and as we say in Hawaii, aloha. It's a great pleasure to be here, and while this is my first Asia-Pacific roundtable, it's not my first visit to Malaysia. It's good to be back in the beautiful and vital city of Kuala Lumpur, a fitting place to hold this important conference, a global city with a nation within a nation that serves as a crossroads of Asia, that geographically as well as in a much larger sense serves to link the East and the West. It's also a great pleasure to participate in this important roundtable, hosted by ASEAN and the Institutes of Strategic and International Studies, organizations deeply committed to regional economic development and peace. Events such as this are accumulation of more than 40 years of dedication and commitment by the nations of Southeast Asia. The once five-nation ASEAN began with the signing of the Bangkok Declaration in 1967, is now an association of 10 nations with significant and growing regional and global credibility and clout. It has branched out to serve as a multinational forum of choice for numerous combinations of international partners and across a wide spectrum of issues. Consider the ASEAN Regional Forum that today regularly leads multinational security exercises to promote peace and security through dialogue and cooperation in the Asia-Pacific. Evolutions that involve a host of regional militaries and navies and thousands of participants, including United States Pacific Command. And in recent years has focused on the very topic we're going to discuss today, security in the Maritime Commons. As a testament to the importance the U.S. has attached to ASEAN, we now have dedicated an ambassador in David Cardin, who we hope will be embraced by the ASEAN community and leveraged for what he can make possible with his broad influence across the United States, including at Pacific Command. The focus of my remarks is securing the Maritime Commons, and I needn't remind anyone here of the fact that we're just a few miles away from one of the most strategically significant maritime choke points on the planet, a bottleneck through which passes an incredible 70,000 ships per year, containing much of the world's commercial trade and energy. The Strait of Malacca straddles the vital sea lines of communication that stretch from Africa and the Middle East to Northeast Asia and the Americas. And yet it's just one of a dozen strategic straits in the Asia-Pacific, all important for the sea lanes that pass through them, all of which have been fought over in history, all of which must be maintained secure if the commerce upon which we depend is to move goods unimpeded. And still, the scale of what constitutes the Maritime Commons is greater. Consisting of some of the world's largest archipelagos, trans-Pacific and trans-Indian Ocean sea lanes, and hundreds of thousands of miles of coastlines linking important ports of call. The Asia-Pacific, in its entirety, spans half the Earth, is home to dozens of nations and more than 3.5 billion people. It supports more than $5 trillion of yearly regional and international commerce and shares an annual two-way trade relationship with the United States that exceeds $1 trillion a year. Since the turn of the century, it has been said in many forums and by countless heads of state that Asia will play the most pivotal global role in the 21st century. Like it or not, Asia's role is already either directly or indirectly linked to security in the Maritime Commons. I might offer that increasingly in the 21st century, security in all domains, land, air, space, cyberspace, and maritime, will be necessary to enable the freedoms of action that are fundamental to global prosperity in this era, and that militaries and navies play a pivotal collective supporting role. Navies are one of the multiple instruments of national power and are consistently a reflection of our respective nations' regard for international norms, rule of law, and policies. Domain security, particularly maritime security, is the quintessential common cause among nations, not only for their navies, but for the abundance of agencies that contribute to security across a broad range of challenges. Coast Guards, or their equivalent, with law enforcement duties in particular, can challenge illegal encroachment and criminal activities that navies may not. Attainment of maritime domain awareness, essential to security operations, requires whole of government collaboration, both within and across our nations. Across governments, judiciary, commerce, transportation, treasury, and foreign affairs agencies all play key roles in assuring maritime security. In particular, our navies play a diverse and powerful supporting role. For within their organizations, in their ships, and by their continuous presence and staying power, navies tend to be the most self-sufficient, most powerful, and most responsive of maritime security forces, especially across the vast reaches of the Asia-Pacific region. Whether confronting piracy, traffickers, weapons proliferators, or extremists, militaries, and especially navies, possess the capabilities and capacities to deal with the most extreme challenges and challengers. Properly shaped and employed, they're indispensable. Improperly fashioned, they may be ineffective at best, and there are many worse cases. These are often the same forces that are first to respond to natural and man-made disasters, insecurities in their own right, and much more commonplace and widespread, and to humanitarian crises, and last but certainly not least, to disputes, either on or proximate to the maritime sea lanes, that could otherwise flash into conflict and disrupt the peaceful flows of commerce that must be secured. The masters of innocent commercial vessels should be greatly relieved to see a naval combatant close by. And criminals should be afraid. Associations such as ASEAN play a pivotal role in these security affairs. ASEAN and other multi-nation forums such as Shangri-La Dialogue provide opportunities for nations to frame the challenges, seek common and effective approaches to them, and conduct respectful discourse when nations disagree. Last year at Shangri-La, the United States Secretary of Defense, Bob Gates, reiterated the importance of broad dedication to principles essential to peace, prosperity, and stability. Principles that include commitment to free and open commerce, international order and rule of law, and to resolve conflict without the use of force. He wisely stated that pursuing our common interests has increased our common security, that confronting these threats is not the task of any one nation acting alone, and commitment to these principles are the key to the region's continued prosperity. He went on to say that all of us have the responsibilities we must fulfill, since we all will bear the costs of instability as well as the rewards of international cooperation. To this end, much has already been accomplished among nations and navies in the region. I mentioned the successful multinational events that ASEAN Regional Forum regularly leads. In March, the forum led a disaster response exercise in Indonesia, which was the second in a series that began in the Philippines in 2009. This year's event strengthened confidence and increased interoperability among civil and military agencies and advanced regional capacities to provide coordinated and effective disaster response. Multinational planning and training events like this are reminders that the nations of the Asia-Pacific assume a secure and accessible maritime domain to effectively prepare for or respond to natural disasters, as was demonstrated earlier this year in Japan, following the confluence of earthquakes, tsunami, and nuclear accidents. The international response by 100 nations and almost 24 militaries clearly demonstrated the importance of cooperation and interoperability. In closing, I'd ask you to imagine an Asia-Pacific where security prevails across the global commons and where access is uninhibited. A region where there are no territorial disputes, or if one arises, it's resolved peacefully and equitably within an agreed-upon framework. A region in which the only challenges are trans-regional or transnational, and all nations work together to defeat those who threaten the security and order that prosperity relies on. I'd argue such a region is attainable. And in such a region, continued economic and social growth and prosperity are very likely. If the world is right about Asia and the 21st century, then solutions to the challenges we discuss today must be a foregone conclusion. Security in the commons must prevail, and supporting navies and militaries must cooperate to be part of the solution and never part of the challenge. Thank you very much for this opportunity to speak, and I look forward to your questions.